Hey, hey, beautiful women of God. Welcome to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. Do you want to be closer to God and be confident in your walk with Him? Do you wake up ready to crush the day by putting God first, only to feel overwhelmed and frustrated when you wake up late and skip over your alone time with God again? Hey, I'm Angela. I too was a busy mom trying to find time in the small windows of my day to spend with Jesus. I have felt overwhelmed with life and motherhood, just wishing I could be close to God, be confident in His love, and stop comparing my life to others around me. But my lack of consistency kept me from what I desired most. I finally decided to make time with Jesus a priority, and it was a game changer. I now understand His love for me, can hear His voice clearer, and have grown in my confidence as a mom, wife, and woman of God. In this podcast, you will hear chats about faith, family, and fun systems that will help you grow in consistency in your walk with the Lord. So tune out the chaos in the carpool lane or go ahead and start your workout and let's jump in. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. I'm Angela, your host. And as always, I hope you're having an amazingly awesome, fantabulous day. If you are new here, welcome, welcome. So glad you found your way here. And I hope that you, wherever you are, and however you are, that you feel encouraged and blessed and challenged by this podcast. And if you are new, I really highly encourage you to go back and listen to some of the older episodes. I have a lot of great content in there that I have put a lot of work into. And so go get to know me a little bit more, listen in, and hopefully get encouraged by that as well. So really quick before we dive in, I am going to be starting my intentional reset program in September, and this is the early bird release. And so if you're feeling discouraged or finding yourself in the same circles as a Christian woman, as a mama, as a wife, all the things, right? You're not sure why you aren't growing at all. You're tired of maybe being in the same places and struggling with the same things. Then it's time to be intentional. It's time to get intentional. And this intentional reset is for you. It's time to be intentional about time, your friends, your self-care, your faith, your growth. It's time. Okay. So it's time for you to join. Join me. Come be a part of this group program. It starts in September, and you have until this Friday to get $50 off for the early bird price with the code INTENTIONAL. So go to thekingdomdaughters.com/intentional for more information and to get yourself signed up. This is the time. It's time, friend. Let's start off this new fall season. You know, we're getting out of school or getting back to school routine, getting back into routine. Let's start off strong and get ourselves ready to finish 2023 strong, okay? It's an 8-week program, weekly calls with teachings by me. There'll be homework and community building, accountability, all the great things. So check it out, thekingdomdaughters.com/intentional. Okay, so speaking of just this season of school starting, most of us have our kids back in school or they're about to start. There are a few lucky ones that still have a few more weeks off with their kiddos. I guess it depends on how you look at it. I'm in a season where I like having my boys home. So I do remember those seasons, though, when they were little and being counting down the days when it was time for school to start again because they were just getting antsy-pantsy at home and everything. But so whatever season you're in, if you're almost there, school starting, it's still kind of crazy because you're getting back into routine. You know, you've fallen out of routine because of summer. And so there's just a lot going on. That's how I feel right now. I'm just trying to get back in the swing of things, trying to get back into routine, get all the school stuff set up, supplies, backpacks, new clothes, all the things, get all their school forms and teacher stuff and everything they need. It just kind of, there's a lot going on, right? And then on just a regular side of things, a non-mama thing, you know, just trying to get myself back in to a routine and systems because I have fallen kind of out of that. And so in the middle of that, I wanted to just encourage you in this time. And so I just wanted to read some encouraging scriptures over you today. This is just going to be a nice short episode for you to just feel encouraged, be encouraged, know that you're seen and you're loved and you're known by God, and that even in the midst of crazy, chaotic, feeling maybe like overwhelmed a little bit, you know, that's normal motherhood stuff, but just even especially in this season, to just know that you are the right woman for the job at this time. You are in the right place. You are in God's will, especially if you're partnering with him and walking with him. He's going to be walking you and moving you into places that you could never see coming, and just blessing upon blessing. And so I just want to encourage you, like, you're not alone. God sees you. You are loved by him, and you're not alone because there's other moms and other wives and other women of God that are, you know, going through the same things. And I hear a lot of the same encouragement when people listen in on this podcast, and you're not alone, friend. You're not alone, and be encouraged today in this. So just a couple of scriptures. Psalm 46:5, God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at a break of day. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest in me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That's so good right there, okay? God is sufficient for you today. His grace is sufficient for you, and he works best in our weakness. So when you're feeling weak and you're feeling down and you're feeling lost and out of control, surrender it to him, friend, because he has it. He's got you. Release it to him and allow him to do the work. Because when we are weak, when we're weak, we're strong in him, right? He makes us stronger. He builds us up. He walks with us and holds our hand and carries us through it all. Give him your burdens. Give him your burdens. He's got this. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who gives me strength, right? Just believe that. Take that in today and declare it over your life. Psalm 55:22, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. How good is that? When we cast our cares on him, he will sustain us. It goes back. His grace is sufficient. He has you, friend. He's got you. So let this scripture just be read over you and believe it. Receive it, walk in it, right? Cast your cares on him in the middle of chaos, in the middle of craziness. Just give it to the Lord. He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken, right? So that's you. He's not going to let you fall. He's just going to help you walk it out, right? I love this one. Isaiah 40:31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Those who hope in the Lord. Is your hope in the Lord today? Do you trust him? Do you believe in him? Do you give him everything? Do you trust him with everything? When you hope in him, he will renew your strength. He will renew your strength. And you'll be able to soar like the wings on the eagles, right? Just being able to glide. You don't have to be flapping and flapping and flapping and striving, right? That's what I always think of. Like, eagles can glide. They just soar. They let the wind take them. Instead of, you know, a lot of times birds, they're just having to flap, 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 right? Flap, flap, flap to keep up. And eagles just get to soar, okay? That is what is happening here. God's going to give you the strength you need through this season. He's got you, friend. He's got you. Just trust in him. Lean into him. Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. I was just talking this week about a song called Canvas and Clay, And it's basically about this verse, and it's so awesome. And it says, "You make all things work together for my future and for my good. You make all things work together for your glory and for your name." And it's so good because God is that good. He makes things work together. When we don't see it, when we're clouded by all the things that are going on around us and we're feeling just lost and in the dark, sometimes He brings the light. When we bring it to Him, it comes into the light, and He can make all things work together for good. He brings even the things that are what's seemingly bad, right? He can turn things around. He can turn the good thing into, or the bad thing into a good thing, because He's God. He can do anything, right? So He makes all things work together for our good when we trust in Him. 1 Peter 5:7, "Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you." Remember, He cares for you today. He cares for you. So just release those things to Him and walk in that joy, like be able to walk in the joy and the goodness of God today, and not the crazy, you know, closing out the summer, forcing your kids back to school, whatever that looks like for you, right? Just cast it back onto Him. And the last one I have for you is Psalm 121, 1 and 2. "I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." He is the maker of heaven and earth. He's the maker and creator of all things. So because of that, He knows everything about you. He knows the ins and outs. He knows you better than you know yourself. And He knows what you need. And so we just gotta give it to Him, right? Lift up your eyes to Him. Keep your eyes focused on Him. And remember, where does your help come from? Your help comes from God. Release that to Him. And say, just, you know, in this moment, as you're listening to this, just say, "Lord, I need your help." Sometimes I think we have a hard time asking for help because we just want to do it ourselves. We want to make it happen. We want to go be a go-getter, right? But just lift up your eyes to Him and say, "Lord, I need your help," because guess what? We need Him. We need Him. So I hope this encourages you today. Just a few scripture. Just felt like I just wanted to read that. I haven't done an episode like this in a little while. Just reading some scripture over you, encouraging you that you are a beautiful, wonderful woman of God who is loved and known and seen by God. And He wants to give you grace. He wants to be the enough for you. He wants to renew your strength. He wants to carry your burdens and bring you peace and take your anxiety and bring you the help that you need. He is that good. He is your Father, and He wants to walk that out with you. So give it to Him, friend. Walk in His peace and love and joy today. And yeah, that's it. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Remember, you're seen, known, and loved. Believe God is who He says He is, okay? Believe God's word. Comes down to that. Believing God's word. Believing in the faith that you are trusting in and who God is, okay? Believe that. Receive His extremely powerful and amazingly awesome love. And then when those two things happen, you can walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are, the heiress to the kingdom of heaven, right? Walk in that. Stand strong, firm in who you are in Jesus today, my friend. Walk it out. Walk it out and love those around you, all right? All right, have a beautiful day and an amazing, rest of your week. And I'll see you on Friday for Faith Bomb Friday. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I am sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.